Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. Today is filled at 327. This is 324-23. Date of visit, Dr. Ali. First patient, that's ALI, by the way. First patient is AC, 10-year-old seen with pain, inflammation in the back of his head, complaining of headache. Lab was okay. Tylenol resolved the headache. No meds were given. Call patient, left a message. Next patient is HL, 35-year-old seen with rectal pain. Exam showed only redness around the perianal area, no diabetes. Patient did have tachycardia, temp of 100. White count, 12,000. Chemistry normal. Patient was given vancomycin for empiric perianal abscess formations. Dr. Ali did do a CT. The CT showed only stranding. After vancomycin and Toradol given, sent home with Augmentin. Fast forward to Sunday, the 26th. Patient was in agony, went to Memorial Hermann, H-E-R-M-A-N-N, in the Woodlands, where he was diagnosed with a 10-centimeter abscess, is now admitted for discharge. Dr. Ali indicated that patient did not want to be admitted, but patient states that no one offered him observation from Deerbrook Emergency Room, period. The CT scan obviously was the beginning, shows the stranding, beginning of an abscess formation, the only way would have been, and it would have required a second CT to see the large abscess that was seen 2 days later, and the patient was on appropriate antibiotics. Patient was on antibiotics and developed worsening symptoms and decided to go to a different facility. Next, but he was happy with Dr. Ali's care. Next patient is GN, 6-year-old with possible allergic reaction to light shampoo, treated with Benadryl, Decodron, sent home. I left a message for mom to call me. Next patient is TW, 52-year-old woman, presents with not feeling her legs and her left leg, left arm, and lightheadedness, vital signs stable, no diabetes, no history of diabetes, no history of hypertension. She did have paresthesia, left leg. The only positive symptom is breast cancer in the past, status post-treatment. Cardiac enzymes times 2 were negative because patient had an abnormal EKG. CBC, CMP, D-dimer were negative. UDS positive for THC. CT of the head, CT of the chest were negative. Patient was sent home with a reaction to THC, depending on when that was used and or possible TIA. I have called the patient numerous times. She lives in Dallas area. She has not called. She has not returned my call. I discussed this case with Dr. Maywal, M-A-E-W-A-L, regarding your protocol for TIA patients at Deerbrook Hospital and the extent of workup, i.e. admission or transfer to a different facility. Next patient is L.V. He's an 18-year-old young man, was involved in an altercation. Comes in with nausea, lightheadedness, vomiting. CT of the head was negative. Police was called because obvious reasons. The patient did not want the police involved, so he left AMA. Next patient is ID, 57-year-old male with eye discomfort, redness. Had no blurred vision. Blood pressure was elevated at 200/114. He states because he didn't take his medication, has been under a lot of stress. Blood pressure came down to 180/112. Patient was told to take his medication. He does have a history of diabetes. Was treated for conjunctivitis with tobramycin and Vistril, and was told to see his PCP to recheck his blood pressure. I left a message twice for the patient to call me back. Next patient is JB, 19-year-old with abdominal pain, blood pressure 166/86. Swab test negative, urinalysis negative, diagnosed with gastroenteritis. The phone was disconnected. No imaging were done. There was symptoms of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea present. Next patient is AA, 4-year-old child with diarrhea, active, playful. Apparently nausea and vomiting 3 days ago, diagnosed with viral gastroenteritis. Sent home with Zofran. The only recommendation is consider a fluid challenge in the emergency room, but then again, patient's symptoms were so distant, this may have been a moot point. Left message for patient twice to call me back. Thank you.